My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Colonel, welcome back.
It's always good to be with you, Dom. Thanks so much.
So do you watch the Democrat convention, and do you watch with your wife, and then she tell you to simmer down? Do you get fired up watching it?
Seems like you're speaking from experience.
Yeah, or do you, do you analyze it? My wife said, oh, okay, I got the point.
Well, I will tell you that my wife got more incensed than I did. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times she screamed, liar, lies. But, you know, it was interesting, you know, to sit there and listen, them acting as if they're not in charge.
Right.
All of these things are happening. And Bill Clinton standing up there and talking about how bad the economy is and saying that we need to move toward more peace and not war. Well, guess what? We're in all these wars and things of this nature. So I think it's important to talk about the national security aspect, the lack of safety and security, not just what we have on our streets domestically, but around the globe. And when you look at a guy like Tim Walz, we don't need another person that has some very questionable ties to the Chinese Communist Party being, you know, in a position to be second in line to be our commander in chief, because China is our number one geopolitical foe.
Yeah, he said, I don't even think they're an adversary. My God.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And see, this is where you pounce, because when a guy says he doesn't think that China is our adversary, then you come back and say, under this administration, we've had 250,000 Americans dead because of fentanyl poisoning. That's a chemical that is produced in China. So basically, China is conducting chemical warfare against the United States of America, and they are using the drug cartels. And to put that in a comparative analysis, we lost 58,000 in Vietnam. We lost 37,000. In the entire Korean War. We lost 250,000 Americans in 3.5 years. That's how you have to start tying these things together so the American people can understand it.
Something that I think, at least with Biden, and I wanted to ask, how do you link that to Biden-Harris now? What happened in Afghanistan? We have the third-year anniversary, Colonel, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And Americans, to their credit, you know, you think it fades a little bit. It did not, at least when it came to Biden. Periodically, it would still come up.
Well, I think when you listen to the very words of Kamala Harris, when she said that she was the last person in the room with Joe Biden when that decision was made for the greatest strategic operation and tactical debacle in U.S. military history, the Afghanistan withdrawal. And we saw the Taliban parading the 80-plus billions of dollars of equipment, and guess what? It was operational, to include the Black Hawk helicopters. And we also need to understand that Barack Hussein Obama was the guy that released the five senior Taliban leaders so that they were sitting in the parade stands watching our equipment being paraded instead of still being sitting in Guantanamo Bay. So, again, you've got to tie all of these things together and say, what is going to change? Nothing's going to change because these are the exact same people being at Obama, being at Biden, and now be at Harris.
I think the issue of Iran is the most imminent, too. And it gets to, if you want to frame it for voters, how Trump will deal with Iran to stop them from nuclear weapons versus what Kamala Harris and Biden obviously did and will do.
Well, it's very simple. Under the Trump administration, Iran was virtually bankrupt. We did not hear about the Houthis. We did not hear about them shooting rockets and attacking the shipping lane so that now ships have to travel further, which means an increase in goods and services. We did not hear about Hamas going into Israel or Hezbollah or Islamic Jihad. These are all clients of Iran. So when you bankrupt Iran, you bankrupt in Islamic terrorism, jihadism, and therefore you don't have terrorists coming across our border because the border was secure. So again, that's how you make that connection. When you come to the Biden-Harris administration, now all of a sudden Iran is flush with cash. We don't have the same amount of sanctions on them. So they're selling their oil and their gas off to China. They're selling their drones off to Russia to being used in Ukraine. None of that happened in the Trump administration. So we've got to make that point.
I just wanted to get your reaction to it. People are starting to react. Yesterday was the first Trump outdoor since the assassination attempt. And the configuration, I think, through the Secret Service has him in what looks like a hockey penalty box. know, I get we want to be safe, particularly Iran operatives and all that. But to me, seeing him in that is just not appropriate. It tells us the Secret Service has to be forced to do a better job. And this is kind of their out to put him in bulletproof glass.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So first of all, coming back to what you just said, how tragic is it that Iran is able to get people across our border to the point where they can issue threats against a former president and now the Republican nominee? So that, once again, ties back to Kamala Harris, the quote-unquote border czar, and the failures there. But this is what Donald Trump needs to do. There's a whole bunch of, you know, old special operators that know exactly what to do, how to protect an individual, protect a dignitary. Just go out there and get you some Navy SEALs. Get some former Green Beret Delta Force guys. Tell the Secret Service, thank you very much, but I got some professionals that are going to take care of this.
Well, I think having Colonel Allen B. West in charge is what I would do, too.
I'd be happy to do it, and I guarantee you, you'd have a crack team, and he would not have to sit in the hockey penalty box like he was Bobby. What was Bobby? What's his name with the Philadelphia Flyers?
Bobby Clark. Yes.
Bobby Clark with the Philadelphia Flyers.
Now let's turn to the real stuff. Those Dallas Cowboys this year are going to be bad, I think. Looks like a 6-win team.
Look, you know, I'm excited about this. You know, I went to the University of Tennessee, and the SEC is expanding. We've got Texas and Oklahoma coming in. I think you're going to get some great football out of the Southeastern Conference. Be on the lookout. I think Georgia's going to be on a tear. But my Tennessee Vols might end up being in that college football playoff since they've expanded it out to, I think, 12 teams now.
You know, it's incredible, isn't it? The SEC and then bringing in Texas and Oklahoma. My God.
Yeah.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.